Hey guys, did you know that most leading nail polish brands include more than 10 animal-derived ingredients or pigments? Luckily, our friends over at Blissful Glow Nail Polish are completely free of those ingredients and still provide that same great color and shine for your nails. Their handcrafted formula is not only vegan and cruelty-free, but they offer over 30 products of pure, clean perfection. Nail polish, cuticle oils, and for a limited time, try out their new lip line. So head over to blissful-glow.com and use code NOFILTER1 and save 25% off your purchase of $15 or more. That's blissful, BLISSFUL-glow.com and use code NOFILTER1 for 25% off your order. Go shop today and tell them we sent you. Hey guys, welcome back to No Filter Podcast. I'm Brittany, and of course, I'm here with Antoine.
Hi, how you doing? A little nervous. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been since August 23rd was our last episode, but we're back. So, what up? 2022. We can start there. What are your New Year's resolutions and goals, if you have any?
I haven't really got a New Year's resolution. Like, my goal is, like, I got promoted at my job, so I guess my goal is...
I wonder if I can add an applause in with the,
Didn't need to do all that. But it's just, like, it's, like, my goal is, just like...
I didn't need to do all that.
Just to get better with certain, just leadership responsibilities and shit, basically.
Okay.
And then also money management. That's something that we need to work on.
Okay. For me, I know I usually talk about it on the podcast. Since I started doing it every year. At the beginning of the year, I write like a journal entry of things I want to do through the year. So this year I did a list instead of a journal entry. Or maybe I did do a journal entry too, but I also made a list of things that I need to start doing. Saying no when I feel uncomfortable in any uncomfortable situation, or saying no to something I don't want to do. I got a nutrition coach now. I'll talk about that later. But I got a nutrition coach, and to just be more active. Because, I mean, I feel like that's a goal every year, but I feel like I need to, like, just be a little more active. So, those are my things. I have a lot more. Oh, and self-care. Actually practice self-care. So,
my thing is, I don't know, it's difficult, but it's like time, and now it's like you want to spend more time, but like I got less time.
What you
mean? That makes sense. Say, like, just doing more stuff at work or working longer, it's like you want to spend more time with family and shit, but it's like it seemed like. The more you do, or the more you try to better yourself in certain aspects, the less time you got.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yes. So, you want to move on? You got anything else to say for it?
Not really.
Okay. So, we've been gone since August. We actually ran into a few things. We had a death in the family. I went to Jamaica and I didn't even get to talk about that because that was in the midst of all that too. And then I had surgery.
Yeah, so, surgery and then complications after and a long, long recovery.
Yeah. So, did you want to talk about the death in the family? I mean, you don't have to dive deep, but...
It's not a deep... That's the one thing what I mean about time and just reaching out to people. Because, like, it kind of... It's just you should have reached out more to people.
Yeah.
And it's like, I reached out, but it wasn't like every, you know, like everyday thing. And it was just like, even now, like I get kind of like shook up or emotional because it's like social media was a big part of me just looking out because it's like, yeah, I ain't want to be a bother, seem like I was hounding anybody or, you know, I say what's up every now and then, but say like if I would Snapchat notification or Instagram story, it was like that's what made me like, all right, you doing all right, you know, yeah. I know how you doing, you straight, you're not doing nothing too crazy, every now and then, you know, just say stuff, whatever, and it's just like actually reaching out and doing, actually reaching out and just having a conversation.
Yeah. And I think that's like a lot of the time when people have deaths in the family, they always feel that way. You know, because a lot of people, I feel, period, just take time for granted a lot. And, you know, we always think about family members and we always be like, oh, okay, you know, hey, you know, on social media or whatever. But, you know, it always feels like, damn, I could have done more.
Because it's like, we live in that period to where, like, we know how it was before social media. Mm-hmm. And then growing up, being introduced to it. Mm-hmm. And then now it's like, it's everything. You know what I mean?
Because so, people won't, like, nowadays people will, they won't call you to tell you happy birthday. They'll say it on social media.
Yeah, but
and it's cool that way, like, you know? Or they'll text you.
But this situation was a little bit, because it was like, I didn't know how to say it. Like,
for our listeners, it was,
I don't want
to
go
to, well, I'm not going to say the name. I'm just saying, like, how close they were to you. It was Antoine's cousin. And he was murdered. So, and it was, he was pretty close to him, so.
Yeah, because, like, when we was younger, we was way closer, because it's like, like, our birthdays is 4 days apart, like, we did Gemini thing, like, when we was younger, we had fucking birthdays together. Uh-huh. And it was just, like, you know, knowing that, like, the social media thing, just knowing that, like, certain stuff that he went through, like, high school, teenage, growing up, to know he changed, like, because this little stuff, like, he just changed. Like, he was just, like, he was always, like, a one with the flow, free-spirited type thing. Like, like, honestly, like, a modern-day hippie. Like, he just, he was just him, like. And then it's just, that's the one thing that I miss, like, just the little stuff, like I get a Snapchat notification, and it would be, you know, playing his music, car out kicking it, and, like, that just made you realize, like, hey, you enjoying yourself.
Okay. Yeah, so, just guys, that's another thing that I wrote down when I did do my journal entry, because I did it when I was still in Jamaica. I wrote down that I should and I want to reach out to family more often, or, you know, family that I was close with that I'm not so close with now. You know, just to, even if it's just a hey, how you doing, you know, something like that, because, like I said, it's always like that time. Time is like something we can't get back. So that's one of the things I'm gonna try and do too, just because of this situation. And even just looking at your aunt's post on Facebook, like, she even says, like, little things like this one that stuck out to me. She had posted about, she had this heart, I mean, it was a rock that was shaped like a heart that he gave her when he was a kid, and she said she kept it for years. Like, even when they moved, she kept this little rock. And, like, I do things like that now. Like, Trinity got me this little tiny ring. It can't even fit on my finger for Christmas, like, 2 years ago. And I still got it. But it was, like, you know, something I would always like to have. So, you know, just little things like that. So last, before we get off this subject, if anything, what did you learn from this situation besides, you know, reach out to family more, or if you have anything else that you want to?
No, just cherish the moments you got. I mean, that's honestly, because it's like you never really know. Mm. And like, and enjoy yourself. Have fun. Like, don't let work or stuff deter you from just enjoying yourself. Yeah. Basically, just enjoy life. Like, mm-hmm. And that's basically what I can think of. Like, and that's one thing that I have an issue. It ain't that I have an issue with doing. Like, my enjoyment come from seeing my family enjoying itself. Hmm. So, I mean, I need to take time off of myself every now and then. But honestly, I don't even think about that if I see, or not if, but when I see, like, you and the kids, like, enjoying itself. Hmm. And then just, oh, those other situations I want to get better at, and it's difficult trying to communicate, but no matter how, like, upset you feel, or you might feel some type of way, you still gotta try to communicate, because it's like, you never know what's gonna happen, like.
Yeah. Yeah. So, with that, a little after that, I had surgery. So my initial surgery that I had, it was, I had a mass on my ovaries. It was basically just a bunch of scar tissue that built up from when I, got a C-section. Yeah. I had C-sections with all my kids. So 3 C-sections, and it was a bunch of scar tissue built up. So,
how big was it? It was like an orange or a pear or something?
A plum.
Plum, pear. It was... But then again, like, it was a plum when they did the last biopsy. But then, like,
it was bigger.
It was bigger a couple weeks later when it was time for the surgery.
So I was getting that removed because it was a form of endometriosis, which was causing me like a lot of pain during my period.
And it wasn't even, it was causing you just pain, period. Like, it
yeah, would be, even off my period, it was just.
Because honestly, the most, because it started getting so bad to where, like, you would have, like, less than a week to where you didn't feel pain. And then the rest of the month, it was just like.
Yes. So, I got that removed. And then, like, a week later, literally the following, I had it, got it removed on a Monday. The following Monday, I couldn't keep food down. I was like,
it wasn't even Monday. It was before that. It was Sunday night.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so Sunday night. I was throwing up, and I couldn't keep no food down. Like, anything I ate or drank or anything, it just caused me so much pain. So I thought it was gas, because that was, like, an issue that I had after I had the surgery. So I'm like, okay, I took all these gas pills, I just took all this stuff, nothing was working. So I'm like, all right, we gotta go to ER. So I go to ER, and then they basically tell me that I had a hernia.
But we didn't know that until the next morning.
Yeah. And then the thing about it was, it's like, I had to go to ER with COVID. The ER was understaffed and overpacked. We literally were sitting in the hallway for like an hour and a half, 2 hours. And then I finally got a room in the ER, and then they admitted me, but I had to stay the night in the ER because they didn't have no rooms in the hospital.
Yeah, and then, like, even the walk from the hall to where you know, they check your weight and vitals and all that, we were sitting there for about, like she said, about an hour or so. Mm-hmm. And, like, we were sitting down, and just a trip to the room, she couldn't even make it. Like, well, I said she, but you couldn't even make it. Like, it was, like, difficult. Because, like, you wouldn't, like, honestly, we tried to walk, and you walked, but you couldn't go no more, like. Mm. And it was like, you had to use me as, like, a crutch until they got a wheelchair.
And then on top of that, so I already had the first surgery, which was an abdominal surgery. So with, if anybody who has had an abdominal surgery, coughing, laughing, anything that you use your stomach muscles hurts. So I was throwing up with this pain, like throwing up, coughing, hacking, crying, like all this. And I had this pain in my stomach that was only a week from, I mean, I had, was a week out from surgery. So I was still in a lot of pain. So I had to get a hernia repair surgery, which is another abdominal surgery.
Yeah, and it's like, it's not, you know, it's 2022 or 2021 when that happened. And surgery.
Yeah, that was in November.
Yeah, surgery has gotten like so much easier. But this, since where it is and how the deep you had to go, is old school surgery. Like, you literally cut open, cut through your stomach muscles. And then with you females, it's cut through everything. Like,
everything is open. I had staples, and then with the second surgery, I had staples with the first surgery. Then the second surgery, I had staples and I had drains. So if you don't know what drains is, like, they put this tube in your stomach to drain out excess liquid. And it has this little ball that you got to keep emptying every time it gets full. So it's kind of gross. I had a walker. They sent me home with a walker. I couldn't lay flat. I had to sleep downstairs on a couch for like 2 weeks. And I didn't want to sleep down there by myself. So I was making Antoine come down. I'm like, you gotta sleep downstairs with me. It was a lot. So, what was the worst part of me having those surgeries for you? What was the worst?
The waiting that night in the ER. The waiting, not knowing what was going on. Because, like, it was so long. Because, like you said, like, the ER was so understaffed. We was doing a lot of waiting to where, like, ER take a long time anyway. But this was hours. Like, we probably left at, like, what, 9:30?
9:30... to get there?
Yeah, to get there, about 9:30, was it p.m. or was it earlier?
Yeah, it was about 9:30.
And then we really didn't get admitted. Like, you really didn't stay until, like...
It was almost 1.
Yeah, it was like 2 o'clock. And then it was crazy. But my whole thing was, like, I don't know, my strength throughout the whole situation, because I was fucked up. Because, I was more fucked up than what she thought, but it was like, I didn't let nobody really see it. And it was a lot. And, like, with all the shit that was going on, like, nobody knew how much I was scared.
Yeah. The worst part for me, which I think you probably know, that whole experience made me realize how much of a like a control freak I am.
Oh yeah, of course.
So, like,
she couldn't sit down worth nothing.
It was like to the point where I mean besides the pain, because for whatever reason, after the second surgery, I was coughing. Like, I just could not. I would just have these coughing spells out of nowhere. Like, I'd be chilling, sitting there, fine, and then out of nowhere, I just start coughing for like 5 minutes. And like I said, the abdominal surgery, anytime you're using your stomach muscles, literally feels like you've been stabbed. And that, but also just me not being able to do the things I normally do and have to rely on Antoine to do them, which he does them anyways, but not like 100%. Like, so for me, like, that, like, it was to the point where, like, my thing was, I didn't like sitting with my thoughts, because, like, I'll sit there, like, especially when everybody was gone, I'd be sitting here and I'm not supposed to get up or walk around, and so I'm just sitting here watching TV, but then I'll start thinking, like, ugh, you know, all the bad stuff, and I don't even know what even brought it on, but I would get depressed. So, that, but it definitely made me feel like I need to just let people help me.
Yeah, because she wouldn't let.
And that's not that. not even with that. Like I remember even when I had London. London is me and Antoine's first child that we had together. And even when I had London, I remember because with my first daughter, I was a single mom. It was hard for me to let you help.
Yeah, because it took you a while to, like even like be by myself for extended periods of time.
Yeah.
Because she was so little.
So that, and then like even with our wedding, like I was thinking about this, like when after, well not after, but during me recovering, I'm like, damn, like I might be a fucking control freak. I mean, like I'm sitting over here thinking like.
You might.
Like, what the fuck? I can't let anybody help me. Like, why is that? But that's how I always been. Like, that's how I always had to be. So it's kind of hard to, like, come around now where it's like, oh, let me help you. No, I got this. Like, that's how it always is.
And that's how you was. Like, you fucking couldn't stand up and you didn't want nobody to help you. Like, well, no, I can go do it. I'm like, you can't walk. How you gonna do that? Like,
yeah. So... I apologize for doing that because I know that was pissing you off.
Yeah, that was more hell because I had to go back to work. Like,
yeah.
Because I was using all my time. It was closer to the end of the year, so I was using all my time and, like, shit. My work time, PTO and shit was running out. So, like, I had to go back to work. So, it's like my thoughts and going back to work and just thinking, like, okay, like, what is she doing? Because I know she's not listening. Or making sure you had what you needed when I left.
But you know what? You cussed me out that one time, and I was just like, all right. And I just let it go.
I don't even remember, because it was more than once.
But no, the one time, I don't even remember when it was. I think it was a time when I had took Jordan some clothes to school or something like that. So that, after that, I was like, okay. And I chilled after that, but that was... Because I think that day or the day before, that's when I was, like, thinking about, like, okay, maybe you should chill.
Yeah, because she was, because even after you did it, you drove, and mind you, the school is, what, about 3-4 miles?
It's not that. It's like a minute away, maybe a minute, 2 minutes.
If that, and, like, she was sore for, like, about a day and a half. Like, you were sore for, like, a day and a half after that. You was like, yeah, maybe I did do too much. I was like...
Well, that's what I had to get in your car. You know, your car all low and stuff. So, technically, it was your fault, not mine. So that's kind of like that in the midst of everything else. So, like, you know, the situation with Antoine's cousin, me having all those surgeries. I did go to Jamaica, which I'm probably going to do a separate episode with my sister because I didn't even get to do... I was going to do a podcast while we was there, but, you know, it was a little...
She was a little bit too intoxicated.
Intoxicated high.
Yeah, she was like...
It was great. Great time. Yeah, so that's what we had going on. I missed the Christmas, school, all that, so... Yeah, but we're okay now. We getting back on track now.
Trying to. But this is weird. This is in Ohio. I barbecue for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Good. Antoine took care of Thanksgiving dinner.
To help my mom,
because
too.
I was... that's the week I had. I had my surgery 2 days before Thanksgiving, so... And I'm just now... What's today? The 13th. I'm going back to work. I'm going back to work this weekend. So.
Yeah, so that's how long from November.
And I'm finally able, like, to drink wine.
Was it like 24th or 23rd to the 16th?
So, yeah. But anyways, I didn't do a media segment, but I did do a Baywatch segment, and then I also got a scenario from Instagram. So, do you have anything in media that you wanted to talk about or anything?
Not really, no.
First of all, you know they calling Tristan Thompson Tristan Third Trimester Thompson.
No, he's a fucking idiot.
But, yeah. So, we'll get back to our regular schedule, you know, how we do everything. We just wanted to kind of use this episode to explain everything and... Yeah, no. Next week, we'll get back to everything. But did you want to talk about Tristan Thompson?
If you want to.
I mean, he had a baby. Oh, surprise.
Yeah, but it's like...
Ain't this dumbest, like the third one?
But this is stupid. It is... what's the name? It's Trainer? Chloe's Trainer? Something like that?
I didn't know that was her trainer. I thought it was his.
Her trainer, his trainer. Either way it go, she got a relationship. Like, you know who it is. And then, like, his dumbass, the emails, or not emails, but DMs and text messages.
Yeah, wasn't he saying, like, oh, I'm going to be quitting basketball now, so you can't.
No, first he started off by giving her, telling her, like, he giving her $75,000. Hmm. Give her no, he was saying pay for the abortion, and he'd give you $75,000, and that's it. And then if you don't, then she said no, like she wasn't doing that. She was like, he was like, well, if you have it, I'm not taking care of it. I don't care if it's mine or not. All that shit, like, ugh. Like just a
what
piece
a
of
fuck, nigga.
Just a piece of shit, like. And then like when she said like, you know, he was like, well, you ain't gonna get no money anyway because I'm about to retire, so I'm gonna be a sports.
Yeah, that's anchor. The one I seen.
He like, so they just gonna go by my what I'm bringing in now, not what I, you know, made, and he's made.
That's I mean, his, like, how dumb do you think she is, nigga? You a basketball player.
But his biggest contract at one point was like 88 or 89 million. And that was his like biggest contract. So he's made like almost close to 200 million altogether.
And he gonna say, I ain't gonna make no, he act like she gonna but be no, getting $49 a month or something.
But that's what child support is. They go by what you bring it in.
Right. But
so
that's what I'm saying.
So if you retire and be a sport anchor, that's a lot less. So he's saying you're not gonna get like it was, I mean, if I was playing.
But she's still gonna get some money. Like, it's not gonna be like
$100. Yeah, she gonna get a decent amount of money, but it ain't gonna be.
If she a celebrity trainer, it probably wouldn't matter to her anyways.
She ain't gonna be a trainer no more. She fucking people's boyfriends.
Oh, well, that is true.
It's bad for business.
You feel bad for Chloe?
No. Because honestly, I don't, because they gonna spend it. They gonna spend it like they do everything else.
What you mean? Spend
Chris. She gonna spend the store to get some dough. It's like she always does.
Here's the thing.
Because they don't got the show.
It's not even about that.
But look, they don't got the reality show on E, but they got like that Hulu show or another show.
Yeah. It's so, not even about that. My thing with her is Chloe, she been, you know, they that's what they do. They like always move in on niggas' boyfriends. Like, Chloe, they said that Lamar had somebody before he got with Chloe. Oh, they was trying to say that Lamar said it. He tried to bring Taraji in his shit, talking about he left Taraji for Chloe. And then also Chloe messed with, I want to say, she messed around with French Montana when he was with Trina. You know, Trina and Kim Kardashian running the same circle. And then I don't know. They just known for like sliding in on niggas, knowing that they got girl. Oh, and Tristan Thompson, he had a baby mom when she was messing with him, when she first started messing with him.
Yeah.
So it's like, girl, what did you think was gonna happen? You thought because you was, I don't know.
I don't care anyway, because they gonna spin it like the family. I believe. The mom, she's a hell of a manager. Like, think about even with the...
Oh, yeah.
Come on. All the shit. They started this new show, right? So, at the time they started a new show, the youngest boyfriend or baby dad had that incident at his festival.
Oh, yeah.
And now this is going on. All that is going to be on the show.
Well, I mean...
Like, it happened all the time.
I understand
and Kim,
that, but...
And Kim and Kanye getting a divorce.
Oh, yeah.
So, all of this shit aligned when they showed
them. Well, I don't want to say nothing about... Like, I don't want to be disrespectful and say that the people... The shit that happened at the festival was all planned.
But it's like... It's happened all the time. Every time
people died. Like, I don't think they planned...
Every time it's a new season or some new shit they got
right.
going on
no,
on
no,
reality
no.
TV... It's, shit
I mean, that's I know that's
too
how
many
it goes.
Coincidences. Like, it's
that's
too
how
many
it goes. They do that on all the like Love and Hip Hop does that too.
But
where they need storylines. It's like they do shit for storylines.
Too many coincidences, and then people fall for it. Like, I don't care. Okay, I don't care who Kanye dated.
Right. That, and then... But the thing with the Astro World thing, I don't think that was planned. People died.
I'm
not
saying it was planned, but I'm just saying this shit is just ironic that something always fucking happened with them. And it's every single one of them.
I mean, okay. That's how they make their money.
You got even, what's the one that's dating the drummer dude?
Oh, they engaged.
They had some shit at an award show or some shit where something happened with them. You know how the way they was kissing and flirting and talking. It's just it's always something. Everybody got their own shit.
That's how they make their money, though.
And it's just like, it's too many coincidences because it happened every fucking year around the same time.
Hmm.
Back to back. Something happened to this one, something happened to that one, something happened to that one.
Oh, and the one is pregnant, too.
Which one?
Kylie.
She pregnant again?
Yeah, she pregnant now.
See what I mean? See what the fuck I mean?
Anyways, let's move on to Baywatch. Shut up. I gotta get some music for that. That is another one of my resolutions. Get some music for the Baywatch segment. I'm gonna do that when I do the editing. Okay. Anyways, so we've been watching a couple shows together. Dexter.
Piss me off.
Oh my god. Spoiler alert, if you have not seen Dexter, fast forward because...
Well, explain the background of Dexter.
Okay, so Dexter was a show...
It went off probably, 13... I want to say 13 or 12, 13 years ago. That was the last season.
Okay, so...
So I forgot, it was all... Honestly, because I remember watching Dexter when I was young, like...
I didn't see it until it got all the seasons on Netflix. Right. Is it on there now?
Yeah, it should be on Netflix. I think it was.
So, if you did watch Dexter, you know it's basically about this man who...
Basically, when he was young, he watched his mom get murdered. Right. Or whatever.
As a child.
And then a cop adopted him, and then he had, like, his dark tendencies, or what he calls his dark passenger, and like he had an urge to kill people, and
from watching his mom being killed.
Yeah, because basically, like, it was a gruesome scene. He was an infant baby in blood and all that. The fast forward, his stepdad was a cop. Seen his tendencies.
His adoptive dad was a cop. Yeah.
Seen his tendencies and taught him how to kill, and like do it the right way. Well. I guess if you want to call it the right way.
Right.
But it's basically... It was
the
his
code.
His code. And basically, it was people that got away with, like, horrendous crimes.
So, let's say, like, OJ. We all know. Yeah. Allegedly. So, would have killed OJ.
Yeah, like, he would have did his own investigation on the yes. side. And if he had proof of him actually killing somebody...
And getting away with it.
Then he would hunt the motherfucker down and do it.
Or, I know, like, he did things like child molesters. If he had, like, proof that they were child molesters or things like that, he would hunt them down, get his proof that they actually do it, and got away with it, and he would kill him.
But the one thing that was like... It wasn't crazy, but it's the thing that drew me into it was when he would catch them and they actually woke up from him drugging them or whatever.
Mm.
He hung up pictures of what they did.
Mm-hmm.
So they can see, like, the last thing they seen was the fucked up shit they did to people.
Yes.
And I don't know why that drew me, but it's like, yeah, like, you getting motherfuckers, like, if you did this fucked up shit to people, you seeing it. And then
so how many seasons was it?
I want to say 9.
Yeah, I was about to say. So it was 9 seasons. They're all on Netflix. So this, like I said, it came on years ago. Went off 13 years ago.
And how the way it ended. Basically, how the way the original season ended was... it was like a hurricane or some shit was going on. And basically, like, his sister died. And then it was alleged that he died in the hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
But at the very end... It showed, like, he had a beard or whatever, and he was basically like a lumberjack or some shit like that now. And he just turned over, and it was him looking.
Yeah.
And it just ended.
He faked his death at the end of the 9 seasons, basically. And moved from... He was originally living in Miami. Moved from Miami and went to...
It was Alaska. Alaska or somewhere up north of the world. It was a lot of snow and shit.
So, this... They basically rebooted the series. And it came back and he basically went 10 years without killing anybody.
Yeah, he went clean. Like, he just wasn't killing people.
So, during this series, he started killing people again. He had a son in season, what, 2 or 3?
I think it's like 3 or 4 or something like that. He ended up having a son.
And the son came back into this series. So, anyways, y'all gotta watch it because it was, oh, God, it was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was
the great. Writers, it was just executed so, it was so
but good. But they fucked us over again because it ended somewhat like the same way before. It was like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah.
It still left you with like, okay, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. So, yes, watch it because it was very good. Honestly, if you listen to this, you probably can start watching the rebooted one since we told you his background. You probably can start watching the rebooted one. The shit's good, okay? So, Dexter, Insecure.
I still didn't watch the last episode.
What? Okay.
But Insecure, no, we can still talk about it.
Okay.
I'm going to watch it eventually.
So, Insecure, series ending. So, season 5 was the last season. Last episode.
Like, honestly, was it good? Was it a good ending?
It was a good ending. I expected more, but it was still good. Okay. I don't know why. I just wanted... Maybe it was because me... I just wanted more from it. But it was still good. Because what it did was... Spoiler alert, also, if you didn't see it. Hopefully, y'all seen it by now, not like Antoine. It kind of spread it out like... It started from present day and then it went like, you know, a year later, 2 years later, like that. So it went down the line. So I thought that was nice. I liked that aspect of it.
So it ended with you actually knowing what happened in the future.
Yes. Yes. I mean, it basically ended with, you know, you knew what everybody was doing because it showed, you know, throughout the years. So it was nice. I loved it. It was a very nice ending. And I like that Issa Rae ended it on a high point. Like, everybody loved Insecure. And she didn't wait till it was, like, a flop before they decided to end it. She ended it on a high point. So
yeah, she ended it on her terms. I mean, the reason I didn't watch the episode yet, because honestly, I felt like, to me, it was slow.
I felt like the season was slow. Season 5 was slow. But I thought the last episode kind of made up for it. So, it was good. The last 2 episodes were actually pretty good.
Yeah. The one, I know, I seen that one, but I didn't see the last one.
So, yeah. What's the show we was watching with the guy, the party promoter that died? What was that show called? That's called Chicago, right?
No, that's called Southside.
Oh, Southside. Oh, my God.
Southside is funny because the first season was on like Comedy Central or some shit like that.
What's it on now?
It's on HBO Max.
So if y'all got HBO Max, if y'all looking to watch something funny, Southside, hilarious. Okay.
Yeah, and then like you, it took you a minute because she would never get into it because she didn't like how it looked.
It's like The Office.
Yeah,
it's literally like The Office. If y'all was into The Office is funny as fuck.
But she didn't like it because it looked like that. It looked like it didn't look high quality enough. And she was...
That's not what it was. Stupid. I just couldn't get into it. And I only would watch it for a little bit of time. I thought it just looked corny. The episodes I seen, I didn't think was funny.
But you never sat and watched it.
Well, I sat and watched it that one day. And that's what got me. I'm like, I have to see more. Southside HBO Max is good. It's like The Office, but it's about 2 guys that work at a furniture store.
No, they work at like a basically it's like a
rent-a-center.
It's like a rent-a-center.
Yeah, a furniture store.
A rent-a-center, not technically not a furniture store.
Okay, whatever. They work there, and it's funny as hell. If y'all look for something funny to watch, that show's funny.
The thing I like about the second season, though, it had a lot of people from Chicago in it. And it's actually, like, famous people, like...
Yeah, Chance the Rapper, I seen him one.
Deon Cole.
Oh, yes. That was the funny one. The episode with him in it. Oh, my God, bitch. That shit, I couldn't believe it.
And Lil Rel was in a couple episodes.
Oh, my. And that one was funny, too. He was in a couple episodes. That one was funny, too. So,
but the Deon Cole episode was funny as fuck.
Yeah, that's the funniest one. So y'all watch that. It's called Southside on HBO Max.
Honestly, being high, like it's good high and not high.
Yeah.
But when you high, it's even funnier.
Oh my God. It was terribly funny. Like, I couldn't believe it.
And she couldn't believe she was laughing at the shit she was laughing at. But it was funny as hell.
Abbott Elementary is something else we started watching. What is that on? That's on Hulu, right?
No, it's on Hulu, but it's the network is on. It's on ABC.
ABC. That's hilarious, too. That, too, is like The Office, but it's about...
It's about school.
Teachers that teach at like a low...
It's like, I think, is it Philadelphia or Baltimore? It's like a public school
system. Philadelphia.
Yeah, so basically public schools, like shit. Yeah.
So that show's pretty funny.
But that's actually just like The Office because they got little confessionals and
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. And that show's funny too.
Yeah.
The principal be having me on my ass. The
principal don't give a fuck about nothing.
Yeah. So Abbott Elementary. What's something that you've been watching by yourself?
By myself. What did I haven't really been watching too much of nothing. Like, the only Marvel movie I watched out of order is Eternals. It came out on Disney Plus on the 12th of January. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it's a good movie, but I haven't watched it completely because honestly, I've been tired. Like, I fell asleep. Like, honestly, like, I fell over on my couch the other night watching it. Like, and it's like, damn, I missed the ending of the movie, but it was good as fuck.
Yeah.
Little shit like that. It ain't really been too much.
I've been binge watching The Parkers. And binge watching The Parkers
is fucking disgusting.
Like, it's funny, but like, I guess because when we used to watch it, we used to watch it once a week. But binge watching it, it really makes me feel like, oh my God, Nikki is seriously harassing the professor. Like, she for real is harassing him. Like, when I watch it, sometimes I have to take like a little break, like, God damn, like, she really be on his ass.
I feel uncomfortable watching it. Like,
we was watching it one day.
He tell her, like, no. Yes. And she'd be like, no, you just playing. I'm like, no, he not playing. Leave him alone.
We was watching it one day. That's why I really got mad. He was like, she needs to be in jail. He got really mad. Like, bro, I was like, okay, it's a show. It's fake. He's like, no, she needs to go to jail. I'm like, okay.
Honestly, they should have arrested her for that role.
My thing is, like, when I be watching this, sometimes I'm like, how the fuck she keep getting keys to his apartment?
And shit then, like that. How the fuck you keep getting keys to his apartment? And then you tell everybody that that's your husband.
She say that all the time. And then him, I'm just like, why do you just let her do this? Like, for real.
You just let it happen.
And then how dumb Kim was. I'm like, I don't remember her being that dumb on Moesha. Why the hell is she so dumb now? Like, when he showed her, and I remember this when it came on, the professor was trying to teach her something, and he showed her a picture of Africa. He was like, what continent is this? And she sat there, and she was like, he's like, oh my God, don't tell me you don't know what this is. And then she was like, he was like, it begins with an A and ends with an A. She was like, Atlanta. So, I thought that was funny because I remember that when it came on. So that was funny to me watching that again. So I mean, I like binge watching old stuff because it brings back memories.
I don't like that show.
Antoine said they ended up together. So I'm like, I gotta rewatch it to see because I don't remember them ending up together. I feel like they did at the last episode. I feel like they got married or something.
But I'm happy. Like, that's still even more disgusting. Like. Like, it was what, 6 years? 6 years of you stalking this motherfucker and harassing him. Why did he get a restraining order?
I guess I think he said he did and she didn't follow him or something.
Why she wasn't in jail? No, I'm sorry. That's just really irking my nerve because that was disgusting. Oh, did you hear? No. Let's pivot a little bit.
Okay.
Cause it's not a pivot. It's still kind of watch, but we didn't watch it. But every now and then, you listen to Lip Service, Angela Yee's podcast. Every now and then, I listen to it depending on who the guest was.
Mm-hmm.
And I was about to listen to this one episode until I heard the clip.
Oh, with Jim Jones. God, I was so sick.
And like, he basically they were saying, you know, how did you learn to to kiss. And he said he learned how to kiss from his mom. And they're like, what you mean? Like, how you learn how to kiss?
They're like, well, what did she do? Did she show you? And, well, how did she do it? He was like, with her mouth. Like, he said it like, I mean, with her mouth. Like, he said it like, it was okay.
He said, your mom taught you how to kiss? He's like,
tongue kiss. French kiss. Tongue kiss. Taught him how to French kiss.
Yes. And he was like, it's my mother. And then he looked at everybody else like, they was crazy. I'm like.
And then I watched this clip where one of the girls in the background was like, oh, I love it. I'm like, oh, what the fuck?
Is you kissing on your son?
Have you seen his fucking mom? For two.
That explains a lot. Watching Love and Hip Hop and shit. That explains a lot.
She's. And then he tried to like go on live and say like, oh, obviously it was a joke. Nah, nigga, you was for real. You was drunk and you was for real as fuck talking about something. Right, I mean, it's my mother. What do you mean? It's my mother.
Yeah,
it's your mother. What the fuck is she doing tongue kissing you? That's fucking rape. Or whatever. What is it? Pedophilia? That's gross. Now, let that have been. The other way around. Oh, hell no, shit. But, yeah, that was fucking sick.
Yeah.
I forgot all about that shit.
I can't
imagine being an adult tongue kissing a child.
Because he said.
Why?
He said they was a. His mom was a kid. They was a mother.
Yeah, but still, what the fuck?
I'm a product of a teenage parent, and that's fucking disgusting.
I even think sometimes kissing kids in the mouth is weird.
It's like, what the fuck, bro?
But tongue, you gonna stick your funky at. All right, let's continue.
Yeah, I don't even want to continue this conversation.
Jim Jones, you're fucking sick. I'm just playing. No, your mom's fucking sick. So I did have an Instagram scenario that I wanted to read. And I do want you guys to weigh in on this. No Filter, the podcast. That's NoFilter, THEE podcast at gmail.com. You can weigh in on it. You can inbox us on our No Filter Instagram. And it's No Filter Pod on Instagram. So I'm just going to read this scenario and then we'll talk about it. And y'all weigh in on it. Let us know what y'all think. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now, this is just I think this is a scenario that somebody, I found it on another podcast page. It says, Keith and Tamika recently got married. Tamika is a neurosurgeon and earns $400,000 a year. Keith is a manager at Finish Line and earns $44,000 a year. After the wedding she paid for, Keith moves into Tamika's house. She buys him a new Lexus to replace his old Honda Accord, and she even paid for their 2-week honeymoon in Jamaica. Keith loves Tamika with all his heart and treats her very well and vice versa. They are happy together. The problem is that all her friends and family say she's stupid. They think that since Keith is a man, there is a problem with their financial agreement. If they are in love, does the money difference make them unequally yoked? Ladies, could you play Tamika's role? Guys, could you play Keith's role? Let us know what you guys think, and could you play these roles? Either of these roles.
I mean, my situation is, if they love each other, why does anybody else so worried about it?
Right.
And then, obviously, they got different. If they were able to meet with their different lines of work and still have a connection with each other...
Mm-hmm.
I don't see what the problem is.
I don't see what the problem is either. Also, I don't want to say how the fuck, but obviously the family would know because of his job and her job. But if they're okay with it, and they're married, what's his is hers and what's hers is his. So I don't understand why everybody else is in their business. And then they calling her stupid. That's her husband. Why wouldn't she buy him a new car? And for the record, ain't nothing wrong with a Honda Accord.
Exactly.
I love Honda shit. But
shit, we got two of them.
Right. But I honestly, I don't see what's wrong with this.
Yeah, because honestly, if it's love and you is that if they was like look at their circumstances, like obviously like they not gonna meet in the same circles.
Yeah.
So if they meet and fall for each other and still have that connection.
And this ain't like, you know, these girls that be out here buying, you know, letting their baby dad drive their car. He ain't got no job and he cheating on her. Like, it's not that type of thing. They said they both love each other. He treats her well. why wouldn't she give him what she got? They family, they married now, so what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't see the issue. Because it's women that do less, that do more with a lot less.
Yes.
And y'all don't call them motherfuckers stupid.
Yes, they do. Some people do.
Some people don't. Some people encourage that behavior.
Shit. Who? Why are you looking at me like that?
Well, I mean,
encourage who?
I'm just saying, not encourage, but we see people in those situations.
You ain't talking. If I see somebody in that situation, they know how I feel about it. Okay.
True.
So, but yeah, let us know what y'all think about this situation. In a relationship, do you feel like there should be gender roles? Because I feel like that's all this is about, is gender roles. Because they say because he's the man.
It's not even.
If he's the man, he got a job. He a manager at Finish Line. He got a job. Yeah, and then he doing what he's supposed to do.
And then there's no telling, like, she a neurosurgeon. So there's no telling how much she work or, you know, she might not be home for, you know, 2 or 3 days at a time.
Then they said she paid for the wedding. Why wouldn't she? And I'm pretty sure he helped. Yeah. I mean, I'm not pretty sure because this is just a scenario, but
I'm pretty sure, like,
he ain't just chill.
He just not chilling.
So, and then it was her choice to buy him a new car. He didn't ask her. Didn't say she asked him. I mean, people.
At the end of the day, why is anybody else's business?
Yes, that's my thing. Talking about her friends and family calling her stupid.
Because that's the one thing with us is like, people don't know nothing would go on here. Like,
right. They're not supposed to. It's not their business.
Yeah, so I don't know why people know that much information about that.
Yeah.
Because like, everybody think it's like.
But then again, if the family know and they calling her stupid, she might have been complaining about it to her family.
I doubt it.
Well, no, because it says they happy together. Who knows? But, yeah, let us know what you guys think. Are you in that situation? Have you ever been in that situation? No, I'm asking the people. What the fuck are you talking about? You ever been in that situation? I've been in that situation before. What's to where I had to be, like, the breadwinner in the relationship. And it was fine with me because who it was for was somebody who I knew if I was in the same situation, it would help me. It was, you know, back when you ain't had no job back then.
But I did, though.
No, remember you was in between. It was like right when London, or when I was I pregnant with London?
It was in between. It was in between jobs and shit.
But you know what you did? You had a bunch of different jobs that it was like temp shit. Yeah. But I was fine with that.
Yeah, because it was like we was.
Man, I'm going to put you on blast like that. But that was back in the day. I know, because you was looking at me like, well, who? What are you talking about? But that was back in the day, though.
That was like
2012.
Because, like, you. It was like, what the fuck could we do? It wasn't like I was just sitting at home on my ass playing PlayStation. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I still made sure, like, I had something coming in. I was finding a way to find a job and get some work. Like, I was working. Even though that I was in between jobs, I still got up and had a job to go to every day.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And that was so long ago, like.
Yeah.
Like, and I was able to still get something moving. And, like, two of those jobs, I was still so fucking good at doing to where I got laid off at two jobs. And when I found the job that I'm still working at now, they called me back. Mm-hmm. So, it was like, if you keep your ass moving and doing what the fuck you need to do, shit gonna work out for you.
Yeah. Yeah, at the end of the day, this whole scenario, I feel like, why is your family that deep in your business anyways? Sure. Anything else you want to say before we go ahead and get up out of here?
No. I mean, what else is there to say?
Okay.
Just keep it moving.
No Filter, the podcast. That's No Filter, THEE podcast.
There's one thing I do want to say. I didn't mean to cut you off. But just due to the whole situation, even like with my cousin, it's like, where was that? Like, motherfuckers, y'all know, somebody know what the fuck happened.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was a party going on. And then where it was located at.
It was a party at the college.
Not even where it was located at. College, it was his houses. Like, everybody, motherfuckers is nosy.
Like, yeah, he wasn't the only one affected. It was somebody else that got murdered, too.
Yeah. It affected about three people. Unfortunately, two people didn't make it. Mm-hmm. But it was like, it's a high traffic area anyway. And then there was a party going on, and it was in a neighborhood. Like, people seen it. Like, it was houses there.
If, like, y'all know,
like, y'all motherfuckers know what happened.
Just say something. Call. Make an anonymous call if y'all know. Like, just think if this was y'all's family. Like, you know, his mother, his siblings, they all going through it. Like, if y'all know something, say something.
Yeah, because that should just it make you angry about it, because it mm-hmm. wasn't no, it was just senseless. Like, it wasn't even nothing. Like, who was the dumbass? Like, what the
fuck? Because he wasn't even, it was a fight. He wasn't even involved in the fight at all.
Nobody was. That's what I'm saying. Everybody that was affected by it wasn't involved
in the fight. It was just stray bullets. So, like I said.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you know what the fuck, like, come on.
Even if you think you know. Even if you think you know something. You know, no information is bad. Like, it won't hurt. Anything else?
No, that shit kind of just pissed me off. Because, like, come on now, all those people, nobody telling me nobody seen nothing. Y'all, somebody seen something, and y'all know who was doing what they was doing. So somebody need to come forward if they was there.
Well, yeah, we could just leave it at that, honestly, because they got the email.
Yeah.
So we'll see you guys next week. Okay, so we reached the end of the show. Please, all feedback is welcome. And if you want to know how you can give us feedback, you can go to nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. And that's nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. You can also visit the Instagram page at nofilterpod on Instagram. Also, you can listen on Anchor. Once this podcast is over, you can hear how to get Anchor. You can also make your own podcast, too, if you want to. This is Brittany, and this is the No Filter Podcast. As always, thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.